Hey guys, awesome episode today. We have condom issues and a boyfriend who's texting weird. Check it out, enjoy, share with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City, every Tuesday and Friday. That's right. Let's dance it out on a Tuesday, baby.
Oh, yeah.
We're here with your emails, your stories, your questions. That's right. Shake it out.
Getting it going.
Shelby, getting it going right now. Listen, we're having it's a big day here at Feather Nation Studios.
It is.
We're bringing it. The crowd here, out of control. They're going crazy. It's really quite an experience here at the Feather Studios. And listen, I want to say to you people, I'm hearing from you. I'm here and I'm getting your DMs. A lot of you, it's summertime and that is podcast season. I got my Beach by Nooners out there.
I love it.
Real, it's great, right?
They're always listening.
They're always listening. Beach by Noon, BBN, baby. The Beach by Noon. We have created a community. People, you know, sometimes people, because I put this on Instagram stories.
Yeah.
And people will go, like, they're a group of girls or guys are out at the beach, and they'll take a video or a boomerang, and they'll be like, Beach by Noon, we made it. And then I'll repost it, and people are like, what's Beach by Noon?
It's the way to live. That's
what it's a
it
way
is.
Of life. It's a vibe. It's a philosophy. It's about having fun with your friends.
Sand, water.
Sand, well, yeah, that's right.
In the morning
sun,
and afternoon.
Morning and afternoon. Because if you're there at 1, you just skip the beach. Go home. Eat a piece of pizza. You've lost. Beach by noon, you're having the day.
Yeah, you're a little hungover, but you're at the beach.
You made it.
Yeah.
You've arrived. You're having that morning, truly.
The hardest part's already over.
That's right. Getting the chair set up. Beach by noon is really, it's an all-year-round thing. It doesn't have to be at the beach. You could be out in the cold. You'd be like, listen, I'm a Beach by Noon guy. You know, back in the day, I used to sell life insurance, and my buddy and I would go for coffees. And people would always say to me, Jared, you never put a top on your coffee. I always drink, when I drink a coffee, I have a iced coffee, always iced all year round.
Wow.
That's right. Newsflash, hit the bell. That's right. What was that? Adele, yeah, you're right. So I would have it with no top on the iced coffee, sip from it, and I would sip on an iced coffee. And people would say, why do you don't use a straw, you don't use... And listen, I've been brought into this straw game. Some of you are going, well, Jared, you're Mr. Straw. No. I was brought into that fight, okay?
I'm like that's tea, actually.
Yeah, that's some tea. I was on the outside of the straw argument until a waiter was like, oh, you're killing turtles. And I was like, well, now I'm team turtle murder.
Because they're stupid. That's why. And jealous.
That might be. So I hold a lot of grudges. So what I'm saying is I do cup of coffee, iced coffee, sip from the side. And I used to call it the barbecue because it was like I was drinking a drink at a barbecue while at work. And they would go, well, why? Why? And I'm like, because up here in my head, I'm always at a barbecue.
And they're going, this guy's full of terms.
This guy's full of phrase. The philosopher of phrases, the phrase fanatic. That's
I
what
like
they call
the
me.
Second one.
Yeah, phrase fanatic. We worked
better.
It out. You're right to edit. So listen, we're here today, Feather Studios, Beach by Noon. I'm enjoying hearing from you guys. Listen, that's how it goes. You listen. You tell a friend. I keep bringing the funnies. That's how it goes. That's the great podcast of life. I'm very excited about today's guest. A get, as they call it in the industry.
Oh, yeah.
A get.
Again?
A get.
Oh, a guest.
Yeah, you're a big star.
Oh, thank you.
This is a big deal.
I'm feeling this.
Feather Studios doesn't really get, you know, a lot of people like you. You know, this is very nice.
No way.
Kayla Quinn, thank you for coming on.
Oh, Jared, thank you for having
me. Such a pleasure.
I feel like I learned
so... Great guest alert.
Woo! I feel like I learned so much about you in this first little intro. You worked in insurance?
I sold life insurance, yeah.
Wow.
That was my... We all have our path.
Nine lives.
That's right. I mean, you know that. You come... And listen, I was a fan of yours on the show.
You
were on
you.
The Bachelor.
I
ben
was.
Ben Higgins season.
Season 20.
I definitely made fun of you, and I definitely rooted for you at the same time.
Wait, I need to know. What did you make fun of?
I don't know. I think you were like... You know what? Sometimes the show will make you look a certain way.
Totally.
And I think for you, they made you look very wholesome.
They did. They used to put like Disney music as if I like came out of you know, a Disney movie. And I was like, okay, we'll take it.
But it's not, it is some, everything's rooted in some sort of truth because I met you. We did a Bachelorette review show for,
People
Magazine.
Yeah.
And I was like, she's so nice. You know, so I was like, it was very nice to meet you and it's nice to have you back.
Hello.
That's right. Hello. So But sometimes you just know it right away. You're like, oh, this is... But that's probably what the producers are like, oh, she's a nice girl.
Totally.
We're going to make her look nice.
Yep.
You know, like we're just going to like amp that up.
Totally.
Are you happy with the Bachelor experience? Do you feel
I totally am. I recommend it to everyone.
You recommend it.
Jared, are you single? You should go on.
I'm not single. I have a lady of the night.
Oh, a lady of the night.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Hello.
That's her.
I'm sure she would have picked you on the show anyway.
I'm sure. We would have found each other in some way. You would suggest it to people?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Because
I'll say this. I'm sorry to interrupt, but
no.
I loathe when people hate the show. Like, it always feels like it's their issue. Like, I have people, because I do make fun of it, but, like, I'm making fun, like, I don't think you make fun of anything you really hate, you know? Like,
totally.
I think you make fun of things with love, and you're trying to, like, you know, you want everyone to be involved on the joke, and when a joke misses is when someone goes, well, you really made me feel like a piece of shit, and you go, and sometimes mean jokes can be funny, but this is... I think, like, I look at the show as, like, a fun thing. And some people get down on it so much.
I know. They take it personally.
They really do. I think Hannah's season's a perfect example of that.
Totally.
Because Hannah does represent, in women. You can disagree with me if you want. Are you watching?
I am watching.
So I think she represents a lot of the mistakes women make on their own. So they're, like, even more angry at her. It's like they're watching themselves do the thing. Like, Luke says he loves her in episode one. And I think there's every guy or girl has had someone that's been like, I am sold on you. And you're sitting there like, I know they're fucking crazy, but how am I going to get rid of someone who said they love me? What if I never find love again?
Totally. You're going to blame yourself for the rest of your life.
Exactly. So that's why we were like, Hannah, you fucking idiot. You're keeping this idiot around. But at the same time, we're like, well, you fucking idiot because we're talking to ourselves.
I totally agree. And she does all these little things where, you know, you'd be in that situation too. Like when she was at Hometowns with Pilot Pete and then she looks in his car, all of his little drawers to see what's in there.
Yes.
Every girl does that. Every girl goes behind the scenes. What do you have in here? And of course he had a couple of condoms.
And I remember watching it. It's in my Instagram story. I was like, yeah, this is what every guy wants.
Yes.
To have every girl just rummage through his shit and then be like, oh yeah, condoms. Oops.
I'm safe.
Why would you suggest to someone? What do you think for you was the best part about it?
Well, I call myself a hopeful romantic, not a hopeless romantic, hopeful. And so I went on the show because I genuinely had a crush on the guy and I was like, I could see myself marrying him.
Well, I'm going to, spoiler alert, you have a boyfriend now.
Yes, I do.
They kind of have the same look.
What?
They have a little bit dark hair.
Yeah,
Studly dude. You know, they have like, I'm not saying they look
a little scruff. Yeah, I gotcha.
Something, but it's like the same time. How long have you guys been together?
We've been together for 2 years.
And you're happy?
Happily in love. You know, we
moved in together?
We lived together in Dumbo, Brooklyn.
Wow. This is out of a rom-com.
Well, thank you. We actually had a friend set us up, so it's anti-app age.
Well, though, I think the friend setup is the king of, that's the top level. That's top shelf meeting.
I know.
Right?
I owe her everything.
And what made her think of you? That's another thing. Because like some people, I think setups can be done you want selfless setups, because sometimes people will set people up and it's like, it's about them. It's like, it's like when someone brings their food to the party and they're like, have you tried my food?
Yeah.
And you're like, shut the fuck up about your stupid zoodles. No one gives a fuck. You know? And it's like, some people treat setups like that where it's like, well, has it made it? And you're like, get you. The job of the setup person is to go, I don't know, this might work. And then disappear.
Totally.
And is that, how did it go with you?
That's exactly what happened. She, you know, it was during Fashion Week 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and it was in New York City at a little bar, and she just said, you know, a cute guy might come.
Yeah.
And you might like him, and if not, no worries.
Sure.
And that's exactly what happened. It was organic. I saw
no
him.
No offense taken.
I knew.
That's the perfect way to set someone up.
Exactly.
There you go. And 2 years, do you have, like, you know, how do you go back? Did he watch you on The Bachelor?
The funny thing is he watched me because he was seeing someone at the time. Mm-hmm. And he remembers seeing me and thinking I was cute.
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, what's funny is when we went on a second or third date, I was like, so why did you say yes to going on a date with me?
Yeah.
And I was like, is it because you just wanted to, like, hook up with a girl who was on the TV show? And he was like, kind of.
Yeah.
And I was like, I appreciate you being honest.
Well, you know, there's a part of it. It's like, you know, I'm sure that's part of it. But also it's like, you know, you don't go on the Bachelor isn't, you don't see girls on there that you're like, ugh, get out
hideous.
Of my face.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, that's obvious.
Whoa.
You know, like, for him to say that's not really a stretch.
Yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah.
But at the same time, do you think he, like, did he judge you for it? Did you feel that? Did you feel that in your dating life that you were judged for it?
No, you know, he said that when he first met me, he was pleasantly surprised that I was a normal person.
Yeah.
You know, that I wasn't just about, you know, Instagram.
Sure.
And you know, fame or whatever, because fame is such a fake thing.
Yeah.
He was like, I appreciated that you wanted to get to know me for me and still, you know, we're a real person. And so it was kind of, we just clicked right away. And it felt like The Bachelor in real life. But then again, I am just like a hopeless romantic, like most girls.
Yeah.
You know, you want that fairy tale ending. And the thing is, whether you're on a TV show or you're on real life, if you have good intentions, you'll meet the right person.
Sure. I think, like, you know, going through it, I've said this on this show before. My dad once said to me, it was funny. My dad was like, and I relate this to dating. It's like, he was like, listen, you know, the honest person always gets fucked. And it's
why?
But it, because the person who's acting honestly is going through life like, yeah, this is what I am, this is what I do. And if someone's the liar, they can take advantage of an honest person. When two honest people are going out together, it's all easy. It goes
totally.
Up the mountain. When
yes.
it's one person being honest, and the other person's, you know, not being, you know, and
it's
honesty, honesty's a spectrum. You know, some people are 100% honest. Some people are 0%, you know, anywhere in between. But if someone's being 50% honest with someone that's really there for it, the person that's there for it's like, I don't understand. I'm a crazy person. I'm just doing the thing like breathing.
Right.
Why is this person holding their breath? You know, why do they breathe differently than me? And it's an interesting thing because I see it with, you know, in my own relationship with my girlfriend. We, you know, we have an easy time together. There's never, you know, I read these emails and I go, I know there's something off. And we're going to get to the emails in a second. And there's a lot of, like, you know, gray area stuff that you go, am I crazy? Is this person crazy? I mean, the first email, we're going to get to it because I think this hinges on this whole thing. But I want to talk to people. Kayla Quinn has a lifestyle blog, okay? And it's called With Love Kayla. And I love these. I don't want to just... The blogger community has gone through, like, this cool evolution, I think.
Totally.
It started with, like, I think it's kind of where Instagram is going. It went from, like, everyone has a blog, and then Instagram came across, and now, like, the real OGs are left. Like, now real blog, now there's real, like, mini Oprahs, I would call you guys. Like,
does that
make sense?
Totally.
I mean that as a compliment because it's a great resource where someone you trust can go, I have a style, I have a look, I have a way of going through my life where these small tips and tidbits might be of interest to you.
Right, because honestly, it's the hard way.
Yeah.
Because Instagram is the easy way,
sure.
The easy route. Yeah, you can just post a photo. Yeah, you can just do this thing real quick. But if you have a blog and a website or something you own on your own, it's extra work.
Yeah.
And so these are hustlers.
And you're putting out on a weekly basis.
Yes.
You're putting out. Give an example. Like I went on Grace Atwood. Do you know her?
Yes,
she's
love
fantastic.
Her. She's
the
amazing.
Stripe, she's awesome. We should have her on the show. But, you know, I kind of watch what she does with her community. And I've seen with you doing on yours, it's like, yeah, there's a group of people that you're like, this is, we all kind of hold the same type of things. Go, you know, we have the same interest, very similar.
Totally. My community is a bunch of hopeful romantics.
Okay.
People ready to find love. And I share style tips, beauty, and all the things that in the in-betweens. And a lot of love and dating advice, because clearly I was in The Bachelor.
So you gotta give it out.
So yeah,
you gotta,
if you need a friend from afar, just come join me.
So all of you go follow Kayla Quinn on Instagram, on Twitter. And the blog is With Love Kayla, withlovekayla.com, yep. withlovekayla.com. Go check it out. Go enjoy it. Go get involved right now. At least give it a look. Top five things to do in NYC.
Yes.
I mean, you've boiled. What's number? Can you give us a preview?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you go to walk of the Brooklyn Bridge, you have to go to Ciccone's. Ciccone's is the place on the water.
What's
you
get Ciccone's?
It's this beautiful restaurant that transports you. Like, it makes you enjoy the city, but you have like a pineapple mojito while overlooking the water.
Okay.
It's an experience. And so if you really want to experience New York like a local, you know, I've got all these tips and tricks like that.
Love it. So go follow withlovekayla.com, at Kayla Quinn on Instagram. That's probably, I kind of, for me, Instagram's like the center wheel, like it's center
totally.
Of the wheel, and then you can find things from there.
100%.
So listen, we're going to do some emails, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. We got Classic Shelb here. We got the whole gang.
Yep.
Let's do this first email. You ready?
Heck yes.
Difference between trusting my gut and being psycho. This seems to be like, you know, the world we live in now. Like, am I right? Am I wrong? Did you have this with your boyfriend? Was there a point where you had to go, just go with it?
So the thing is, with women, men, everybody, we're in an age of offense. So everyone gets offended so easily.
Sure.
So do you trust your gut? You do trust your gut, but you have to have a filter.
Yeah.
So everyone has to filter all of their feelings, everything yeah. they think about. Of course, every girl is thinking 24/7. Yeah, I want to marry this person. But you can't tell a guy that like
yeah,
8
yeah.
months in. You got to filter it. So do you trust your gut? Are you in love with them? Probably. But you got to filter it.
So this person writes, Jared, Shelby, and great guest. Thank you for your advice. You guys light up my life. This is my first email, and I'm hoping it gets chosen because I really need your wisdom. So I'll make this brief as possible. I'm out of town for work right now and wondering if my instincts are my friends or my enemies. My boyfriend of 3 years and I chat throughout the day, and he is always very responsive. He never takes longer than 5 minutes to respond to a text. I'm out of town for a week, and his texts have been bothering me on this trip. Okay.
Ooh.
So I'm wondering if my instinct's telling me something's off, or the psycho inside of me giving me anxiety for no reason. Here are the three situations, okay? It's like the three bears of anxiety. yesterday, I texted him in the afternoon. And it's funny what she's asking. I'm away for a week. I've been with this guy 3 years. The texting and the communication style of this week is not matching the communication style that we've come accustomed to. Which, that is perfectly fair to notice.
Totally.
Hey, something is off. I was away. I was in Cleveland last week. And also, to the people of Cleveland who came to the shows, you guys were great. So much fun to do the shows. I'm coming to London this week. So, good day, mates, or whatever they say. So,
shrimp on the Barbie.
Shrimp on the Barbie, right? Yeah, what's that?
Cup of tea.
We're gonna do the whole thing. But, you know, I was away from Thursday to Sunday. I wasn't going to see her until Sunday after I hosted the Cellar Brunch. You know, there was a moment there when you are away, there's just less to kind of talk about, you know, like there's just less to go back and forth about. Yeah. What'd you do today? Where are you going today? Where are you going tonight? What's the plan? And that's not to say that there's anything wrong with my relationship that I'm in. I'm saying the dynamic when you're away is a little bit different than when you're like side by side and you go, oh, I saw you yesterday, but there's this thing I forgot to tell you, or
yeah.
this memory from yesterday. You're sharing experience. So when you get a week away like she is, this dynamic can change. I'm not saying it's good or, you know, but it becomes situation specific. So, and I like that she's become like this hunter.
She
she's hunting for like she's hunting for like she's like
the reason.
Here, play some. She's really on the hunt. Let's play some. So, yeah. Yesterday, I texted him in the afternoon to ask what he was up to. He responded 20 minutes later saying he had just got to the gym. We go to the same gym. At the time he texted me, I knew the gym was closing in 20 minutes.
Whoa.
She is Indiana text.
She is. Oh, my gosh.
I asked him why he got there 20 minutes to work with 20 minutes to work out. And he said, oh, I forgot. Uh-oh.
What did he
Okay, he is always conscious of when the gym closes, but fine. Situation two. Indiana cheat. Like, I feel like this. He told me, Indiana Janice. He told me he was going out with a group of, here's situation two. He told me he was going out with a group of guys, but one of the names he mentioned in his group posted a picture at the drive-in at the same time I asked him about, and he said, oh, he met us later.
That suspicious.
So he told me he was going out with a group of guys, but one of the names he mentioned in his group posted a picture at the drive-in at the same time. I asked him about that, and he said, oh, we met us later. That's a
Red flag. Those, red flag.
The gym one, too. 20 minutes, and then you just say, oh? Also, a lot of O's. Oh, I forgot. Oh, he met us later. She put them in quotes.
Whoa.
I don't like the tone of an O.
No.
Situation three. I texted him this morning to ask how his night was, and he didn't respond for an hour and said, sorry, I was sleeping. He never sleeps past 9. When I texted him, it was 11. Maybe there isn't enough context for you guys to make a call, or maybe the answer is as simple as, I don't trust him, but an objective third-party perspective would be really helpful confirmation for me on one way or the other. The music is making me laugh because she is on, like, an adventure to yes. find the case of the hidden, you know, vagina, you know, that's in his bed. Thank you for all that you do for the women and men of the world. Also, if you ever come to Buffalo, my group chat would pull up in a heartbeat. I'd love to come to Buffalo. That'll happen. So what do you think? These situations, 1, 2, and 3, which one bothers you the most?
I think the friend showing up or not really being there, making up a friend, making sometimes when you make up, you're with somebody, but you're not really with them. That's where, you know, you get other people involved. They're in on the lie.
Yeah. I could understand. My point of view on it is like, what are the things that I wouldn't make mistakes with? I would make the mistake. What would things that I would need to communicate to someone that is my girlfriend? So, hey, I'm going. What are you doing tonight? I would go, oh, you know, John, Alex, you know, Ben, Ross, and I. We're all going to this bar tonight.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
she goes, well, I saw, you know, Ross is at...
True.
At the movie, I go, yeah, he's meeting up later. I'd be like... And then I'd be like, okay, get the fuck off of me.
I
would be, like, annoyed at that. I'd be like, yeah, don't... Why are you investigating my life? I'm not here to lie to you. The gym one, that's something I would communicate. If you're a gym person, I like to go to the gym. When it closes on, like, a holiday, I would go... I would communicate to someone that I love and that someone that I'm with, I would go, and I might fucking miss the gym because it's 20 minutes. Like, that would be something I would tell someone.
That you're annoyed about.
That I'm annoyed about, right.
Yeah.
So, like, that's something I would communicate. So that's the one that bothers me the most. I do understand, like, it's funny, the male and female perspective on this where you're like, well, you said the guest list. And yes. We need
I checked up on every single one.
Yeah. And it's like...
Two are wrong. Yeah. Two are busy.
Like, two are busy and one isn't going to come. And at the group dinner, they wouldn't throw in a credit card. And like, this is a very woman's way to look at. Like, to me, I'm like, yeah, they didn't show up. I don't give a fuck.
You know?
But the third one where it's you woke up an hour late and it's 11 at night. And that's where you... sound crazy. That's and I'm not saying you are crazy. I'm saying that's one of those where it's too emotional.
Well, too sensitive. Look in the mirror. Yeah, take a deep breath. Put on a face mask.
But I love that she did three situations because one, two, three. Yeah, we got a prop.
Yeah.
I think she has the right at this point to go to this guy and go, hey, and the problem with bringing up specific situations like that, you wake up at 9, but you woke up at 11 that day, he has the ability to go, you're acting like a crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
We, even though he's not right, but he has that arrow in his quiver. You want to take away all the arrows to have a normal, honest discussion. You have to be a little bit... So to say to him, hey, I'm coming to you because we're having a bad... You know, this week has been weird. I'm getting a weird vibe from you. What's going on? Are you okay? And then he'll go... And then that's all you have to say.
Yes, good job.
Let him talk.
That's the key.
Yeah.
That one sentence.
What's that?
That one sentence is there something going on?
What's
like
happened?
How are you feeling?
Yeah, I don't think making it about all these situations. If you have a problem, own that you're right. Like there are three things where you go, okay, this is fucked up. Now, hey, I have a messed up soup that I've made.
Right.
I'm feeling this way. What do you have to say about it?
And always for women, it's always something deeper. It's never these three little things.
Sure, you're right.
There's something bigger underlying there. So you got to get to the meat of it. You can't talk about this is too salty. No, the chicken's bad.
Yeah. There's something. It is really...
The core.
There's a core situation that there's a reason that you're on the lookout. But again, I'll go back to the thing I said in the front. Every relationship has this after a week away when you're traveling. You go... And I mean, my girlfriend sent me a text Sunday before we even got together. Are you okay? What's going on? And I was like, no, I'm totally fine. I'm actually in an annoyed mood.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved on. And it's like, and then we got together and it was fine, like from minute one. So,
yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com here with Kayla Quinn. At Kayla Quinn on Instagram. WithLoveKayla.com. Go check it out. Go get involved. ZipRecruiter, baby. We're sponsored, people. That's right. They always get involved for the ZipRecruiter reads. Listen, I will say this. It is tough to find people to help you out, okay? It is more expensive to hire someone new than it is to retrain someone old, and there's a reason for that, because it's difficult to find the right person.
It's so difficult.
That's what's going on. Hiring used to be hard, though.
It's so hard to find good help these days.
That's what I say that every day.
It's getting annoying.
That's right. It's getting on my nerves. And listen, if you're out there with a small business, you got something going on, a side hustle, whatever it is, and you're looking to hire someone new, hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, a confusing review process. But today, hiring can be easy, and you only have to go to one place to do it, ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain. That's right, ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain, ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the week's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans through thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. As an applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the website within the first day. People, this is crazy. I mean, right? Listen,
crazy.
4 out of 5 in the first day.
Yeah.
And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain. That's ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain. That's ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain. JTRAIN. ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. We get that higher love.
Steve Winwood.
That's me. Jared Winwood. Let's do some more emails. I get skinnier than he wants me.
Why is that a problem?
Right? Love your podcast. Share with my friends. Have rate, reviewed, subscribe, blah, blah, blah. I was really nice. I was really into this guy a few years ago. We will call him Jim. We hung out, had sex, had what I thought was a real connection. Gave some BS that he really liked me, but was not in headspace to have a relationship. Talked to me less, but sometimes did when going out. Don't worry, I know he wasn't that into me looking back and only texted when going out because he wanted to just get sex. All right, you tell me. You're writing into the fucking show.
That's
Thank
good.
You for writing in. But she's telling me, don't worry, I know. Okay, well, let's do it. Finally got over it with a couple months because I really liked it. Ended up getting in a relationship with a guy probably 6 months later. We'll call him Nate. From the beginning of the relationship with Nate, February 2016, I was about 170. By summer, I was down to 140. Jim then is constantly snapping me, making comments about how hot I look and trying to get together. I would tell him no, I have a boyfriend, proceeded to tell me that he fucked up and wished he had dated me. He finally stopped after 2 months. Are guys really that shallow, overweight, that they can actually like you but won't pursue you because you're kind of chunky? I also had several other guys I had slept with hit me up when they saw I lost weight. Glad that Jim and the others were superficial, though, because Nate liked fat me and got the fit me.
Shout out to my big bitches. I got big, good pussy.
That's right. We are still together 3.5 years later. I've attached a before and after. This sounds like more of a brag than don't have full body fat me, but can you you can tell in the face. Aha. I'm in the pink jumpsuit. So that's her in the pink jumpsuit.
Big girl's
very
got the best
cute
pussy.
She's cutie.
I know it for a fact.
Is that her on the right?
Yeah, that's the before.
That's the before. That's
she's
the before.
A cutie.
Very cute. She was cute in both pictures. I
here's my thing. Go. I think that Jim isn't reaching out just because she's skinnier.
Mm-hmm.
It's because she's more confident. She's probably posting more photos.
You could not be more right.
Right?
Kayla Quinn.
She's a happy girl.
She nails it. The answer's in the email. The answer's in the email because, you know, she can sit here. The thing is, and I understand where she's coming from. As someone who's dealt with weight shit his whole life. It's
well, you look
great. You know, thank you. I don't feel great, but it'll be okay. You are your own worst enemy. Fat you lives in your brain forever. I don't care how much weight you lose. You are your least your worst self in your brain at all time. And you can get better. You can deal with it. But you're always fighting off the thing in your head that is your old self and your inadequacies and your confidence issues. They're always there to fend off. And sometimes they go away for a longer period of time, but sometimes they come back on a cloudy Sunday. It's all of us. We're all there. When she wrote, "Are guys really that shallow overweight?" Yes and no. Like I think what Kayla said is completely correct. When you feel good, you're posting more pictures. The fact that you sent us a picture.
Yeah.
A side by side. Look at my before and after. You can go, and you literally wrote, "Don't have full body of fat me." Yeah. The more you post, the more guys will come after you. It doesn't matter what you look like. And I don't mean to put down, it doesn't matter because I've said on the show, there's a butt for every seat. There's the guys, go look at any porn site. Look at the categories. Every category is there.
Wow, I wouldn't know, but
yeah, go look.
I bet you're right.
They get specific.
Feet, hands, elbows, everyone's out there looking at some shit, okay? You are someone's foot. You're someone's version of their foot. So you could put, if you were posting a full body shot every day at whatever weight you are, you're putting blood in the water.
Mm-hmm.
The sharks are going to come to eat.
You're so funny. You say blood. I was going to say breadcrumbs.
Yeah,
for birds.
Yeah,
the guys are coming.
They're coming. And they're coming. Pun intended.
Whoa.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Kayla Quinn. At Kayla Quinn on Instagram. Go follow. Go support. I like this one. Is he nervous or not into it? I'm 24 and in D.C. for the summer. I work with a guy I work with is 21, about to go into his senior year of college, and we've been hooking up and flirting for a few weeks now. I normally do not think think age matters, but I do feel like this particular age gap is noticeable as I've been out of school for 2 years and he's still in college mode. Completely agree.
Mm-hmm.
This is a 21 to 24 is way different than 31 to 34. This is just two different, you know, listen, it's especially a 21-year-old guy. I've been the one initiating everything, hookups, conversations, etc. I truly can't tell if he's nervous or if he's just not into it since he never initiates and gets him to reciprocate. Getting him to reciprocate is getting harder. One time after we smoked together, he told me that he gets really awkward and nervous around me, but it's becoming annoying. And I can't tell if he's less into it or now or just more nervous. Whenever we are in a group with other people, he will go the other way. Or if I invite him to hang, he doesn't really care. With people, he will go the other way. Or if I invite him to hang, he doesn't really care. She put a question mark on that. I don't know. That doesn't sound right. I'm basically offering him sex at this point and don't really get how he's not wanting to anymore after we've had great hookups. I hate the feeling of being aggressive, but maybe I am. Maybe I'm crazy, but I also feel like he shouldn't be hard to be, for me to get. I hate the term out of his league, but I guess I'll be shallow and say that this might apply here. I'm a bit older, more experienced. I find myself, you know, pretty attractive. He's not the hottest thing I've ever come across, but I do like him and want to keep hooking up with him. I put our Instagram handles at the bottom so that you can also assess. I've also attached screenshots of the text so that you can get a sense of maybe how I'm coming off aggressive. Am I crazy for thinking he's nervous, or is he truly not into it? Why is he ignoring me after we've already hooked up and have been flirting? Do I stop trying to court him? What the fuck is going on in his brain? This podcast helped me a ton, so thanks for what you do. Possibly aggressive hoe. So she gives her Instagram, but here are the texts. She writes, are you going out tonight? He writes, not sure. What about you? Going out for drinks at 9 and then probably. Nice, nice. Haven't figured out my plans yet. Well, keep me posted if you do. And then she wrote, again, I'm out if you're around here at all. I'll let you know.
Exclamation point.
Yeah. just home right now.
Yeah.
No problem. We'll see how long I last anyways. Then keep me posted. I'm out of... Thanks for the invite, but I'm pretty dead. Just going to stay in.
Want, want.
Yeah, want, want is right. She's cute. I don't think the out of her league... What do you think is going on here? Any thoughts?
I just feel like even this email is too long. You know? She spent too long thinking about him. This email's too long explaining this story. He's not that into you. They made a movie about it, you know?
Yeah. The I'm nervous has been used by men all the time who are... He's not so nervous when he's having sex with you. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
like all of a sudden he's a wilting flower. Yeah, she's very cute. I'm looking at her pictures. She's
cute.
Oh my
gosh, she's so cute and fit.
She's in shape, the whole deal. Like
she travels. She's got a dog.
There's a lot going on here. And then here's him. I'll say this. Whenever you're... What she can't understand is that he has the fuck in hand. There's him. We got a little
creepy
tiny
photo.
Yeah, he's definitely in college because it's like the funny guy Instagram main picture where he has a fake mustache or whatever. Here's what I'll say to her. No one's ever nervous after you fucked. Like the idea, like before fuck, yeah. Does she like me? Does she not? Whatever. And then after fuck, there's BF and AF. Let's think of it in those terms.
True.
BF, I don't know. Does she like me? Should I go in for the kiss? Should I touch the small of her back? Should we go to the bar? Does she like me? Is she into it? AF, this bitch is so into me. I don't even have to go out tonight. I can whack off to the idea that we already fucked. BF, AF. Do we get that? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So for me, he's very AF. He knows he's got the fucking hand. He can go out. He's an intern. He's out in the city having a good time. This chick's like, what are you doing tonight? I'm out. Well, you're going to be out? Yeah, we'll see. If I don't find anything, he's going to be nervous with the BFs that he sees out at the bar and then maybe lean back on the AF when he's done. There's the thing, you know, if there's no connection, if there's no hangout, like she's saying, I love this email because it's like the difference between, you know, it's a difference between what people want. Mm-hmm. So she's saying, I'm here to be casual. I know he's leaving, but now that we've had sex, I want to keep having sex. And he's going, yeah, we've had sex. And I could have sex anytime. It's pretty much there for me.
Maybe it wasn't that good.
Yeah, I disagree with that only because it's like, it could get better together. You know, maybe it wasn't the match, or maybe I just think it's more that he's like, yeah, that's there for me.
Yeah,
it's
too easy.
Cold food in the fridge.
Totally.
I'll come to it when I come to it.
Yeah.
But for now, so I think the idea of like making him this nervous, what do I do? He's already been there.
Right.
he knows how the, it's like, you know, yeah, you're nervous before the first day of work. The second day, you're like, I know the hallways. I know how to get to my desk. Same thing with, you know, with this dude, JTrain Podcast at gmail.com. JTrain Podcast at gmail.com. You got it. Kayla Quinn, thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Such a pleasure. All of you go follow Kayla at Kayla Quinn on Instagram. The website's fantastic. I'm looking at it right now. There's so much here to look at and so much here. Ideas and tips and
fashion, travel.
You're going to Reykjavik tonight?
Yes.
You're going to have a girls trip. You're going to write about it
next week.
Japan? Yep. Are you going to write about those?
Writing about all of them.
And what, you know, if you said to someone like, you're going to Reykjavik, you go with me. Go the way I go.
Totally.
There it is. Yep. So go withlovekayla.com. That's withlovekayla.com. Go support, go get involved. What she's doing is amazing. Kayla, it's been a pleasure.
You're the sweetest.
Thank you so much. We're going to come right back with some news. We'll be right back. Hey, guys, welcome back. Kayla had to go for some other prior commitments. She was a great guest, fantastic. All of you guys should go follow her. But our time was a little bit crunched, so please go follow her. But we're going to do one more email because why the hell not? Shelby's here with us.
Yo.
We'll dim the lights while we got, you know, now that the guests have left, we'll put down the house lights and we'll invite the piano player in. Yeah, that's right. Let's do this one. The whole can't come with condoms. Big fan, tickle, tickle. I need some male opinion because I can't wrap my head around this. I'm in my late 30s, never married, no kids, have dated my fair share and just started dating a 35-year-old divorced dad of two. He met his ex-wife at 22 and moved out 2 years ago, just signed papers a couple months ago, so that's the math, if that's relevant. We met through a friend. After a few dates, we slept together. I insisted on condoms. He couldn't come and blamed it on the condoms. In the morning, I asked if it was really the case and proceeded to joke that he wasn't going to enjoy the relationship. And he said, well, I'm probably better in the morning without drinks. Fine. Fast forward another night. Same thing, except I tried to go down on him. No luck and kind of stopped me. And he kind of stopped me, said he wasn't going to happen. Who stops a BJ? Then this morning before work with a condom on, no luck again. I know he finds me attractive, tells me constantly, he loves giving oral. He makes me feel great and tells me how much he loves doing so. So tell me what to do. I flat out said to him this morning, help me help you. Let's get you to come, and he brushed off. Is this just because he was with one woman for so long and didn't use condoms? Surely in the past couple of years, he's adjusted. I'm at a loss because I really can't handle sleeping with someone and not having them come. I'm about to bail, but he's so sweet to me and gives me great head. Help. Shelby, do you have any thoughts on this email?
I think it's kind of sort of pressure on more guys, like during sex, like, oh, yeah. Can I even get hard without a condom?
Sure.
That being said, you just kind of got to keep at it. Like,
yeah.
If you really do like him.
It is funny that you say there's a lot of pressure on men during sex. It doesn't get a lot of empathy because it's hard to empathize with the unempathizable.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, you know, because listen, there's a ton of women out here being like, we're told this our whole lives and we're told that and our bodies are objectified. And it's like nobody, just because I'm saying vanilla's delicious doesn't mean fuck chocolate. So just because I'm saying what I'm about to say is to, you know, that I feel for the male side of this doesn't mean that I don't think the female side isn't difficult either. But let's admit to the difficulties of being a man. Just think about how you come, how a woman comes. Like, the penis isn't even built for female coming. The vagina is built for male coming. The penis, when we're trying to get you off, and now it sounds like I'm like complaining. I'm like, no, the penis doesn't make you come.
Listen to me.
Just
yeah, listen
I'm
to
the
me.
I'm the crazy person left on the island on a Black Mirror episode. But I'm saying, if you look at how like a vibrator's made, it's not built like a penis. That means the penis is the wrong key. When you start, you know, the sexual experience starts. We're hard. That's when the time should start. But no, you start at insertion. And then we're like, oh, you lasted 30 seconds. No, I've been hard for 10 hours. So it's like these whole things are all the... I'm just saying this to explain to the women out there that, like, Yeah, there's a lot of shit we have to do when it seems like during sex, your job is to rock back and forth and lay there and be beautiful and like you are.
And even forget can't come with a condom, can't get hard with this. Dude, sex with somebody like you just meeting is kind of weird. Like, even if I vibed so amazing on a date,
what they like,
sex, you're nervous. That's a whole different ballgame.
What do you even talk about? How, you know, are they cool with me asking questions? You know, I've told the, you know, should I, all this stuff is all anxiety producing. And is that, that's what we're saying. The other thing was, the reason we're probably having this conversation is because her email stresses me out. Like, reading it. She's like, it seems like you're putting your value on him coming. And what I would say to her is, if he's giving you great, like, let's say this is the only issue in the relationship. It sounds like, to me, if you're like making all this stuff, well, if he doesn't come, I got to bail. Then it sounds like you kind of don't really like him that much.
Yeah.
That's my thing. Because if you're like, well, I'm coming, but if he ain't gonna splooge everywhere, I ain't staying around. And it's like, yeah, that's a little hard on him. What I would say to her is, him not coming has less to do with you personally than you're making it into.
It's him, but it's not like it's just a huge issue. It's just, it's normal kind of.
Yeah, and if he's sitting there, if you're saying, help me help you, and he goes, and he brushes it off, then you go, I tried. And I think she's doing this to get ahead of the thought of like him being like, him dumping her and being like, well, she couldn't even make me come. I got to get out of this. And it's like, no, if it ends, it's because it wasn't the match, not because of, I've not come plenty of times. I've come too quickly plenty of times. Both instances were more because of personal things than it was, well, this chick makes me, you know, I think we connect male coming to the woman too much. That's not to say that I've been in situations where it's just not sexually happening with me and this person, but it sounds like you're having good sexual experience and he's coming back. So I would say lay off him and let him deal with it. And also, you've already done the important thing. You've said, let me help you. Help me help you. And now the offer's on the table. Leave it there. He might take it. He might never take it. He might say, listen, I spent the whole marriage coming in the toilet because that's the only way I can come.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're sponsored people on the subject of sex. What a perfect segue. Adam and Eve. My personal thing with Adam and Eve is that I think, and I'm going to start doing this, I think my lady and I are going to do the thing that I've been pushing for people to do. We're going to each take the promo code, each of us use it, and then surprise each other with it.
They got everything over there.
I got something for you. She gets something for me. We don't tell each other. We pick a night. This is our Adam and Eve night, sponsored by J Train. See, I'll be with you even in the bedroom. How great is that? Not only am I with you while you drive to work or you're at the gym or you're at the beach by noon, I'm also with you while you make love. Let J-Train be all the ghost of J-Train hovering over your bed, giving you a little golf clap while you use those Benoit balls.
Sex by midnight.
That's right. Beach by noon, coming by midnight. That's right. I like that.
That's the back of the shirt.
That's the back, right? This dick ain't sucking itself. Buy everything you need to spice up your sex life at adamandeve.com, the number one adult toy superstore. They have thousands of products for men and women, vibrators, lube, lubes of all kind, ticklers, whips, cock rings, nipple clips, Benoit balls. I just like saying that.
I want to go where they're made.
Yeah.
See what that's all about.
I want to go to the Benoit factory. Hey, I'm Benoit of Benoit Balls. It's a pleasure to meet you. That's a great, that would be a fun commercial. Butt plugs. They got it all. And don't forget the condoms. They got those too for this guy. Get it all at adamandeve.com. Now, my listeners of the J Train, get a very special offer. Here's your free money. For a limited time only, go to adamandeve.com. Adamandeve.com, you'll get 50. That's 50. That's half off. just about any item. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 6 free adult DVDs plus 10 tantalizing free mystery gifts. So if you and your girlfriend, you and your boyfriend both do this, which my lady of the night and I are going to do, we'll get 50% off 2 items plus we'll have 12 free DVDs and 20 free mystery gifts. Like, we're really cashing in at that point. That's right. That's something for him, something for her, and a third item you'll both enjoy. And to top it all off, they will even throw in free shipping for your entire order. That's crazy, guys. And you can always feel secure because you always get 90-day risk-free returns when you shop at AdamandEve.com. So go to AdamandEve.com, AdamandEve.com, use code JTRAIN, JTRAIN, JTRAIN at checkout. That's JTRAIN, J-T-R-A-I-N, at AdamandEve.com. Use code JTRAIN at AdamandEve.com. Save 50% off on your first item. Shelby, let's do some news.
You're a fan of Channing Tatum?
Love Channing Tatum. What do you think? What's going on with Channing?
Well, Channing is freaking out over his horoscope.
Oh, sounds like Channing's lost his mind. Why is he freaking out about his horoscope?
Let's take a listen to what Channing has to say.
Sure.
I need some answers, okay? Because I don't know if I'm late to this or if I'm early to this, but what is this pattern shit? It's an app I just downloaded called The Pattern, and it asked me to put in my birthday and my time of birth. By the way, how are you supposed to know your time of birth? I hope anyone that does this has a parent that loves them and is half responsible, because I don't even know how I would have figured that out. Anyways.
Sounds like he's
doing... How do you know what you know about me, Pattern?
It sounds like he's doing bad stand-up. You know, like, how does anyone know? What's the deal with knowing your time at birth? So he found an app where...
It's like a horoscope app.
Yeah. All right, let's...
People of The Pattern, people that use The Pattern, you need to DM me right now and tell me how you know this stuff. I don't even know if I want to know this stuff. I don't even know if I want to know. I don't know if anybody should know this stuff. I was just in therapy yesterday. I'm in therapy. Whatever, everybody should be in therapy. And wow. I just get a notification on my phone this morning.
That's quite a statement. There's this new thing where the therapy people have become the therapy bullies. It used to be like there's been this weird switch where it used to be like people who did therapy would get made fun of. Now it's anyone who doesn't do therapy is made fun of. Why don't we all mind our own fucking business? But, you know.
I heard like they're like... People talk about the thing and weird thing happen in therapy and this, and it's like, you know, they go like, your therapist can't talk about another or the doctor, yeah. But at some point you should be like, you shouldn't talk, like, are you taking stuff away from this or just
you can
having
easily
little...
change the conversation to, yeah, I was having this conversation the other day, to, you know, when you say like, and I was in therapy when I said, it's like, all right, now we've gone down a different road with your life. Now I know you in a different way. Like Channing Tatum saying that, it's like, okay, am I supposed to believe you're now like a hero for the therapy, you know, population of America? I don't know.
No, this therapy doesn't seem to be taking, buddy.
It sounds like there's a thing with hot people where they think everything should be reported to them. And this only happens with hot people, where it seems like Channing Tatum just can't believe no one's come to him to explain about, what's it called?
Pattern.
No, not Pattern.
Oh, therapy.
The
horoscope.
Horoscopes. He's like, how come no one has come to me about horoscopes? I'm Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
I've been here. No one told me that horoscopes exist. We used to have this when we do How Low You Go at college campuses.
Yeah.
Always hot people. Never like a hot person would always come up to the set. Okay. And we'd have like a big backdrop with cameras. And the hot guy or girl, doesn't matter the gender, but always a hot person would come and go, what's happening here? And they were almost mad. It was like they were the mayor. And we didn't get, you know, permits.
I was on a brunch date once. And a guy just came up to the table and was like, hey, how's it going, you two? We're having fun. And like acting what? Like he owned the place.
Yeah. He's like, hey, just want to make sure everything's good. Are you enjoying the bread? Yeah.
And I had to go into a different person than I am and become like a bro, like, dude, you better back off. Like,
really?
I didn't like.
Was he drunk?
It seemed a little bit, but I was like, do I laugh this off or do I kind of play along? But I don't want to be. I want you to get the fuck out of here.
In that situation, when someone comes up to make you a part of their bit, it's like they're the lead in the sketch class, you know, the sketch. I always go, I let it play out. Because mm-hmm. And then I don't give the laugh. That's the move. You let it play out. Hey, what's going on here? Nothing. And then they go, now they're going to do line two of their shitty sketch. Oh, just having brunch on a date? Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. What's up? And now they got to figure out line three and four and five, and none of them get laughs. So then they get mad by the end of it. They're like, okay, I'll give up on my shitty sketch. You guys aren't playing along. I'm not hilarious to you as I thought I would be. You know, I just think it's one of those things where it's like, you know, you hear Channing Tatum is talking about this app. He's like, he sounds angry that horoscopes weren't brought to his attention. Like, how do you know this about, or he's sponsored by Pattern, and this is a really good way of getting people to download the app.
I have a feeling it is, but he's really selling it in a weird way.
Yeah, it's a weird way to go. He's also looks older.
He did get a divorce, I believe.
Oh, post-divorce dude is a weird
post-divorce
dude.
Post-divorce dude checking out a horoscope app.
Yeah, a post-divorce dude in the Instagram era with millions of girls waiting to give him a blowjob is a weird guy.
You think he's a little too old for another 23 Jump Street?
Yeah.
Probably.
That looks a little tired on the eyes. What do we got, any more stories?
We do. Speaking of actors not being as hot, Jason Momoa.
Oh, this. Okay, I love this story.
He was allegedly, I'll get more into that later, body shamed.
Okay.
By people talking about his dad bod and that he didn't have a six pack.
Well, I'm looking at the picture that they claim is the dad bod picture of Jason Momoa. I would murder a child to get this body. Okay. I would suffocate the child as Baby Shark played to get Jason Momoa's body in the body that he was being shamed for. Now, was he actually shamed? Because here's what happens. This is internet 2019. It only takes one person saying something crazy to make a thing, and then everyone jumps on the crazy person as if there's a large percent of the population that is this crazy person, and they're the hero. We saw it with the straight pride parade, okay? I'll say this right now. There was one person that showed up to the San Francisco Straight Pride Parade. One person. Then it took one person to petition Boston, the city of Boston, to do their own Straight Pride Parade. At that point, what bothers me is the same people that are like, Jimmy Fallon legitimized Trump by tasseling his hair. You're legitimizing a stupid Straight Pride Parade by tweeting, making fun, being angry about people trying to do a Straight Pride Parade when it's three people.
This is an even worse one because a guy did like in a little his own investigation.
Yeah.
Nobody was tweeting about the dad bod. It was all these like companies, kind of like a Cosmo or whatever, writing an article that he's being body shamed and then people tweeting. But nobody did it in the first place.
This is how we are pawns. You guys, you fucking idiots. I get so mad at this shit because it's like, we can't report stories. Cosmo creates the story. Cosmo looks in and goes, how clickbaity would it be if we said people were giving shit to Jason Momoa, who is factually in great shape, for being out of shape from where he was? And they go, wow, a lot of people would click on that. And then Jason Momoa is probably making money, has a deal with Cosmo where he's going to have come back and do the interview about the dad body shaming.
It's like with that when they cast a African American actress to play Ariel. I think there are some people that probably some racist assholes that were mad, but there was one girl that like she was like a redhead had posted a pic like why shouldn't I? And then people got like super mad, but then she kept tweeting more and more and like I have actually my best friend is half black and all this and people were like getting even madder. And then they realized ridiculous. They realize, oh, she was just, this person's just trolling.
Yeah.
Like they weren't.
The other thing, yeah, there's a, this person's just trolling. Also, you should have to meet someone in real life that cares about the Ariel. Ariel is black in the next one. I want to meet the person. Then we can get mad. I want to see a person leave the house and go, I can't believe Ariel, oh, the woman of my childhood, is going to be played by a black woman. I need to hear that. I need to see that guy.
We all get kind of, people get mad about a thing they're not going to see, and that whether it's like a white actress or a black actress, it's going to, the movie's not going to be that good anyway.
Whatever. Yeah. It's just, but the thing is, the Twitter world, and I, it's funny because we're having this conversation and there's someone going, I know this is crazy. This is crazy. And then if you bring this conversation to someone that doesn't live online like we do, like they're like, what? I don't even meet. We're living in two different worlds. Like there's this online world where people are mad at stuff. And then you go to your parents. I'll go to my parents. I'm like, can you believe all the racial tension around Ariel from The Little Mermaid? And my mom and dad would be like, don't you have a mortgage? Like, don't you have things, like, don't you have a work to worry about? Why are you talking about this? And I'm like, yeah, you're right. This is like a crazy thing. But it's all there to make us believe what the reality is. And in the Area 51 thing, too. People are going to, like, storm Area 51. No one's storming.
No, but they go, like, oh, the best one was there. Like, 600,000 people are storming Area 51. Why don't those same people storm the detention centers? Yeah. And you're like, but nobody's storming them.
There's nobody. Yeah,
nobody's like, doing
you've
that.
Taken fake people to then sound self-righteous. The whole thing is, right now, nobody wants to be evil. There's not one, so all
or
we,
do anything
or do it. But that's the thing. You don't want to do if you're not evil. If you make sure that there's someone more evil than you, then you're not the problem. So if there's someone out there saying that Jason Momoa is looking a little fat, how could we do that? And then you sound like, you know, God on earth, the fucking Mother Teresa. You get to be, oh, well, we got to help. How could you be storming Area 51 when there's kids locked in cages? And you go, who are you? What do you do? What are we all doing? What do you think? How smart do you think you are? I'm a stupid idiot, so I know you're a stupid idiot. We're all stupid fucking idiots. What do you? Yeah, the Jason Momoa thing to me is like, yeah, we're calling a guy. And the funny thing is, because the reason it is a story and that you can create the fake people is because, yes, he isn't as in shape as he was in Aquaman. And so you can go, oh, we have a before and after that fits that narrative. We can create a fake person who's like, look at this guy with the dad bod. And then we can go, people are saying Jason Momoa has a dad bod.
And I think the word dad bod kind of is catchy. It's like when people
it's all clickbait shit. It's all millennial Mad Libs.
When they started saying Tide Pods. Oh, the millennials are eating Tide.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody was doing it, but it's easy. It's just a funny phrase, and it's easy to tweet.
It's like a song. There's a reason certain lyrics work, and you know, you could sing the millennial song that would get, you know, like Tide Pods. They make you have the dead bods. I love avocado toast and basic bitches. We are the millennials that only use words that make people come. Thank you. Thank you. That was the studio audience is going crazy for that.
I have a theory that the term that eating ass. You know how like people were supposedly young people in the 20s
licking butts
more doing this. I think it's probably higher, of course, but I don't think it's nearly as high as we think it
well,
is.
Well, you know, well,
I think it's just a funny term to say.
What's funny about that is let's get really down the rabbit hole right now. Let's say that eating ass was just one person online, and that created more people to eat ass just from that one person.
It could
like,
be.
Like, it could have been this one funny thing this person tweeted about, and now everyone's like, I guess everyone's eating ass. Now we're all eating ass because of a fake story online.
Great, I got to lick a butthole for a tweet I saw.
I got diarrhea in my teeth just because I fucking some guy created a fake story. It's crazy. Well, Shelby, fantastic having you here. Thank you for bringing the news.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Also, you need to go look at Shelby created his own website.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Old Shelb's been out of work.
Real Shelb's is out of work, so he's got some extra time on his hand.
Mm-hmm.
ShelbyRoyston.com. Go check it out. Check out his amazing photography. ShelbyRoyston.com. You really got a lot of talent here.
Please give me a job, or if you know somebody that will.
Yep. Anyone in the production community, what are we looking for?
Some video, some audio.
Editing.
Some photog. Some editing.
You really do it all.
These days.
In a world where people have very little skills, you have many skills.
Believe it or not.
That's true. So ShelbyRoyston.com and looking, he's going on the podcast. Things are bleak. You're on the podcast. We gotta find someone who's got to connect for you.
Please.
Someone DM him with some job opportunities. Because we pay him well here.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, or join Patreon. You're in on that game.
Of course.
You get some dough out of that, right?
Of course.
So patreon.com/JaredFreed, that's a way to support Shelby.
Hit that up. Support everybody, baby.
Support everybody. So ShelbyRoyston.com. I'm Jared Freed. Kayla Quinn, we want to thank you for coming on. She was really a great guest. I'm sorry our time got cut short.
She's damn goddamn busy.
She's busy. She's got stuff going on. She literally glows. Like, that is like, I mean, looking at her, you're like, what a happy, fun, good person. So go to Kayla Quinn on Instagram. Also, withlovekayla.com. That is her website where she's blogging and doing tips and I call her Mini Oprah. I would say that's apt. I'm Jared Freed, at Jared Freed on Instagram. If you're wondering where is my Bachelorette review, I will be doing it tonight because I had a show last night at the Comedy Cellar. So I'll be doing that tonight. Join me on Instagram at Jared Freed. We'll be back next episode. Boom.